Think on your feet for our Fast and Curious 5K, a one-of-a-kind race hosted by WBEZ and the Chicago Sun-Times on Saturday, July 27th at Humboldt Park. More info and early bird registration at wbez.org/events.
Good morning. Hope you had a nice holiday weekend. I'm Justin Bull, in for Aaron Allen, and this is The Rundown. First off, Memorial Day weekend has historically marked the beginning of Chicago's seasonal uptick in violence. This Memorial Day was always going to draw even more attention. It was Brandon Johnson's first as mayor. Sadly, the Sun-Times is reporting a tragic level of violence took place over the weekend. At least 11 people were killed, and another 45 were wounded. That's up slightly compared to last year, but less than the 71 people shot over Memorial Day weekend in 2016. Here's the mayor speaking yesterday to ABC7's Stephanie Wade.
We have a lot of work to do in the city. Poverty didn't go away over the weekend. Like, we understand that when communities have been disinvested in and traumatized, that you're seeing the manifestation of that trauma.
Johnson had a safety plan going into the weekend. He and his interim police superintendent continued the controversial practice of canceling police officers' days off. Dozens of peacekeepers also hit the streets in hot spots, and community leaders marched against violence on Saturday. Here's Johnson again talking with ABC.
So this weekend, what you saw on display is that everybody recognizes is that it's going to take all of us to unite this city and to build a better, stronger, safer city.
More news from this weekend. Chicagoans gathered to honor those who lost their lives while serving in the U.S. military. Local elected officials, members of veteran families, and curious onlookers met in Grant Park on Monday. Here's Michael Colombato, who had a small American flag tucked in the pocket of his shirt. He said his brother-in-law served in Vietnam.
I think freedom comes with the willingness to fight for what we believe to be our principles and our values, and I don't think it comes without a cost, and I wish we could do this without going to war, but it doesn't seem that we can.
Colombato says he goes to the Memorial Day service with his family every year, and he wishes more people intentionally observed the holiday. Down to Springfield now. Over the weekend, the state of Illinois got a budget. On Saturday, state lawmakers passed a 50-point $4 billion spending plan. It includes increases in spending on a lot of points: education, public safety, infrastructure development. It puts more money towards pensions, and it increases Medicaid reimbursements to hospitals.
We're making fiscally sound decisions. We're making the appropriate investments that we should be making in communities from cradle to the grave.
That was the voice of State Representative Jehan Gordon Booth. She was the lead budget negotiator for House Democrats. The budget passed along party lines, and House Republicans were upset. They said Democrats left them out of the talks and that the result is a one-sided document.
It is not Republican money. It is not Democratic money. This money belongs to the taxpayers of the state of Illinois, and they deserve better.
That's the Republicans' chief budget negotiator, State Representative Noreen Hammond. Republicans railed against another pay raise for lawmakers and what they called pork projects in Democratic districts, amongst other complaints. Reporting on this story was from my colleague Alex Degman. Illinois lawmakers also approved a measure to make most businesses include salary information in job postings. Those rules would apply to businesses with 15 or more employees and take effect in 2025. Here's Democratic State Representative Marcus Evans, who called the measure another tool to help workers.
The average person is going to feel this. They're going to go on a job interview, and they're going to know what they're signing up for. And if they like X company, that 50 cent, that extra dollar won't matter. But get the money out of the way and let's get to the service.
My colleague Alex Degman reports that the rules wouldn't apply to generic help wanted posters. The measure now goes to Governor J.B. Pritzker for his signature. And now for a few quick hits. Chicago area food pantries are seeing a surge in demand after reductions to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. One pantry told WBEZ that demand has tripled since the same time last year. President Joe Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy reached a deal over the weekend to lift the nation's debt limit for 2 years while also cutting some government spending over that same period. But the agreement does not guarantee the deal will pass both houses of Congress before June 5th. That's when the Treasury is projected to run out of money, according to the New York Times. And Northwestern won the NCAA Women's Lacrosse National Championship on Sunday. They beat Boston College 18-6 to claim the program's eighth title, their first since 2012. In the weather, cloudy with some sunshine today and high temperatures in the high 70s. This whole week looks fairly warm and dry. Temps in the 80s tomorrow and Thursday. And that's it for today. I'm Justin Bull. Thanks for listening, and we will see you tomorrow.